Welcome, everyone, into the Chiefs pregame show. Apologize with a little bit of technical difficulty as we get things underway. Brendan Howe here with you, taking you up until first pitch. It is game two of a six-game series here with the Loons of Great Lakes taking on the Peoria Chiefs here at Dozier Park. We were supposed to have this game for you last night, but Mother Nature had other plans as downtown Peoria was showered with some heavy rains and wind, but the sun is out tonight and shining brightly, and we are dried up and ready for baseball this evening. Albeit, we have some extremely gusty winds coming in here through Dozier Park, as we have all day. Had a college baseball game. Bradley University took the field earlier. A lot of balls carrying out to deep left field. As we take a look out at left currently, the flags blowing steadily out toward left center field. So something to keep an eye on as the night progresses. I'm sure we'll get into that as the night goes on. And these gusts certainly will impact the flight of the baseball tonight greatly. So expect to see lots of balls carry a lot more than usual. And we do know that we won't have any precipitation that will yield play tonight. So that's certainly a positive. The winds were a little bit of a concern for some of the players earlier on down at batting practice, trying to get the swings right and see which way the ball was going to carry and all of that for outfielders as well. So certainly something that they will have to contest with. The postponement of last night's game, a little bit of a schedule change, obviously, resulting in the second doubleheader of the first week of the season for the Chiefs. First pitch of Game 1 tomorrow night set at 5 p.m. Catch that one right here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. And, of course, we'll have Game 2 for you just approximately 30 minutes or so after Game 1 wraps up. Be right here on the Chiefs pregame show beginning at 4:45. But that's tomorrow. We have some business to take care of here tonight. We take a brief look back at Tuesday, Game 1 of the series. It was a rough one for the Chiefs, to put it mildly. They dropped it by a final of 15-2. Likely one Peoria will just squash and stick in the back pocket, perhaps never look at it again, but the pitching staff was battered around, surrendering 15 runs on 13 hits. Starter Austin Love would only last 3 1/3, giving up 9 earned on 7 knocks. Peoria's only runs of the game, they came on RBI singles from Thomas Francisco, who's in the lineup tonight, as is Matt Antico, who picked up his first hit of the season in the ninth after an 0-for-17 start. That one came, of course, when the game was pretty much out of reach at that point for Peoria, but better late than never to get your first one out of the way. And if you're in search of a silver lining for the Chiefs, the defense has been outstanding to this point. Just one error committed by Peoria has them tied for fewest in the Midwest League. They accumulated 133 of those a year ago, second most in the league. So the defense certainly a plus as we move through the second series of the season. For the Loons, they've really been flexing their muscles at the plate to begin the year. If you joined us a couple of nights ago, you saw that, listen to that. They've belted 8 homers as a team, good for first place in the Midwest League. 4 of the 8 came back on Tuesday night. Johnny DeLuca would send a grand slam onto Jefferson. Ryan January would get the best of Austin Love, and Leonel Valera added 2 of his own. All of those were absolute moonshots, no doubters, and tonight certainly we may see some of that again, as we mentioned at the top of the broadcast, that strong wind that has been coming through Peoria here this afternoon. The Loons coasted to a victory a couple of nights ago. They had everything working. They also lowered their team ERA by almost a run and a half and raised their batting average by almost 70 points. Now, that's just baseball, folks. One night can change a lot about how a team may look on paper. The Chiefs will try and get back into the win column tonight against the Loons on a windy night from Dozier Park. Let's toss it to a break, and when we return, we'll have our starting pitching matchup for you, as we'll take a look at the lineups as well. All that and more to come on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working faster, greener, upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. we connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Welcome back here on the Chiefs pregame show. Brendan Howe with you, taking you up until 6:35. First pitch with Cody Schindler just a little bit away. First, let's take a look at our starting pitching matchup. The Chiefs will hand the ball to left-hander Nathaniel Heredia. Tall lefty, stands at 6'5 out of the Dominican Republic. Signed 18, spent some time both with Low A Palm Beach and here with the Chiefs. He's a name you might remember. Only made three starts in 2021 with the Chiefs before being moved to the bullpen. He gets another crack at the starting rotation here tonight. As for the Loons, they'll hand the ball to right-hander Kyle Hurt, a fifth-round pick of the Miami Marlins back in 2020, making his Loons debut tonight, a career record of 2-2 with a 5.57 ERA. Guy who throws a lot of strikes and hard, features a fastball upper 90s, a changeup and a curve, has 36 strikeouts to just 10 walks in his 12 total appearances in the minors. Now, let's meet our starting lineups for tonight's contest, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Visit their Peoria location at 4530 North Brandywine Drive for all your battery needs. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. For the Chiefs, much the same lineup as the other night. The lineup card didn't change too much. Mike Antico will lead off and play center field, batting .56, no home runs and an RBI. Again, we talked to you about a little bit earlier on in the pregame show, picked up that first hit, started the season 0-17, but good to get that first one out of the way as Antico looks to turn things around out of the leadoff spot. Mason Wynn behind him at shortstop. He's been superb to open up the season. A .357 clip, no home runs, no RBIs, but a couple of stolen bases for him. He's flashed the wheels a couple of times on numerous occasions. Aaron Antonini will back him up doing the DH duties. .364, couple of long balls, 5 RBIs. He was big in the first series of the season against Wisconsin last weekend. Tommy Jew up a couple of spots in the order in the cleanup slot. .364, a long ball and an RBI in left. Carlos Soto behind him doing the catching. Thomas Francisco at first base. Matt Chamberlain out in right batting seventh. Mac Chambers in the 8-hole at second. And Noah Mendlinger at the hot corner at third, rounding out the 9. The latter two, Chambers and Mendlinger, each in search of their first hit of the season. Flip over the lineup card to take a look at Great Lakes. Johnny DeLuca had a grand slam to really break it open back on Tuesday night in the series opener. He's in center field leading off once again. Eddie's Leonard at shortstop batting second in search of his first hit of the season. Jorbit Vivas, tonight's strikeout batter, in the 3-hole at second base. Ismael Alcantara in right field, .313, a home run, 4 RBIs. He's been swinging it to start the year for the Loons. Leonel Valera at the hot corner at third, batting fifth, .294, a couple of long balls, 5 ribbies. Jovia into the series in the lineup tonight for Great Lakes. Emmanuel Vargas behind him in the 7-hole doing the DHing. Zach Ching at first base, he'll bat 8th. And Kikai Rios doing the catching, rounding out the 9. Those are the lineups and the pitching matchup. We'll send it to one more break. Cody Schindler will be on the other side right after this. You're listening to Peoria Chiefs pregame show on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fees, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
The Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network. Cody Schindler here with you. The big left-hander, Nathaniel Heredia. In the midst of his warm-up tosses, the home plate umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer, gives him the signal that he has two more in the holster. Let's give you the Great Lakes lineup one more time. Brendan outlined it on the pregame show, but if you're just tuning in, here's the starting nine turned in by their skipper, the young skipper, I might add, Austin Chubb. DeLuca, Leonard, Vivas at the top. Alcantara, Valera, Vranish, 4, 5, and 6. Vargas, Ching, and Kekai Rios, a familiar name if you followed the league last year. He was in the Brewers organization, spent most of the year with the Timber Rattlers. He is now in the Dodgers system. He will catch tonight and bat ninth. We'll give you the Chiefs' defensive alignment in just a moment. As Heredia fires to the plate, the first pitch is fouled back, and away we go, right on schedule. Good evening. Heredia, a youngster, just 21 years of age. Late kick in the one-strike offering, it missed high, 1-1. Big storyline in this game, the wind. It is a hitter's night. 1-1 try. It's upstairs, two balls and one strike. The Chiefs defense, as promised, will start in the outfield. Jew, Antico, Chamberlain, left to right across the outfield. Grass, Menlinger, Wynn, Chambers, Francisco from third to first. The catcher this evening, Carlos Soto, for Nathaniel Heredia, who's behind two balls and a strike. Here's the next delivery. It's a called strike two, pain of the knees, two balls and two strikes. Infield and outfield playing relatively straight up, perhaps shifted slightly to the left side on the infield dirt, the 2-2. Slider missed down and in. The count is full, three balls and two strikes. Our game time temperature is 55 degrees. All season long, our game time temperature brought to you by the good folks at Standard Heating and Cooling, located at 906 Southwest Adams. They've been setting the standard in comfort since 1939. The 3-2 is hit hard to third, gloved nicely by Menlinger, who throws to first in time. That goes 5-3. One hopper right at Menlinger, making just his second start of the year, is first at third base. And that's usually how it goes, right? You post up at a new position, the ball immediately finds you. Here's Leonard. He loons shortstop this evening. He has really struggled at the plate. A lot of strikeout in his game to this point in the year. And on cue, he waves and misses, nothing and one. For Heredia, the stuff flash. The command inconsistent. One strike offering lifted to right field. It's up in the wind. Chamberlain keeps the feet moving, and he makes the catch a couple steps shy of the track. Anything in the air will carry. The wind is howling out more towards right center at the moment. Earlier today, it was blowing straight out. And with perhaps more intensity than it is at the moment, the flags are just dancing in the wind just to the left of dead center. Vivas the batter now, and he cuts and misses. Already ahead. Nothing and one. He looks in. He has his sign from Soto. Next pitch. Jam shot foul under the netting. Count nothing and two. Heredia looking for a quick 1-2-3 first inning. That would be a change of pace from Tuesday, wouldn't it? The Loons scored in each of the first five frames en route to a 15-2 win to spoil the Peoria home opener. The Chiefs not won their first home game since 2017 when they defeated the Burlington Bees. So it's been a while. Way ahead, the 0-2 home. It bends down and away. One ball and two strikes. Vivas, he's prepared for the weather. He's rocking a hoodie underneath his gray top. Traveling gray jerseys for the Loons tonight. The Chiefs wearing their alternate red tops and their white pants. 1-2 misses down and away. Skipped away from Soto. That evens the count two aside. First thirsty Thursday of the year, although with temps in the mid-50s and be a cold beverage, not the first thing on your mind. Thirsty Thursdays this year, brought to you by Miller Lite. 2-2, it's a ball. It's down and away, three balls and two strikes. The man on deck, Ismael Alcantara. Before the payoff pitch, time is called. And a reminder, if you're new to the Midwest League, the pitch count in effect for 2022. And on the 3-2... pitch misses downstairs for ball four. Two-out walk. Extends the inning for Alcantara. The majority of the infield in the shadows at this point. There is a twinge of sunlight. The second base back. Already the left-hander fires home. Missed inside, ball one. Already done a nice job of getting ahead the opposing hitters to this point, but count shifts into Alcantara's favor here, 1-0. Loons 2-2 on the air. The Chiefs 1-3. Left-hander to the plate, and it's in the dirt. A nice pick by Soto. Count is 2-0. Ready after that miss. Grabbed the rosin back, kind of slammed it down. frustration. He's lost the zone here in recent offerings. Now the 2-0. That's ball taken high. Three balls and no strikes. Yeah. Rocking the long sleeves underneath his jersey top. Understandable. Chilly night in Central Illinois. 3-0 offering nips the knees. Ready gets back in the count 3-1. Chiefs looking for their first win since Sunday. They split a doubleheader in Wisconsin. There's a late kick in the 3-1. It's fouled straight back and onto the roof. No runs, no hits, no errors, but a man aboard. That's Vivas. He's a runner at first. He reached via a two-out free pass. He'll be on the move with the pitch. Ready to come set with the pitch clock nearing its expiration. Here's the pitch home. It's taps softly towards third. Could be a tough play. Menlinger charging. He fakes the throw to first, fires to second, and back standing is Vivas, who rounded the bag hard. Menlinger perhaps could not grip the exchange. Everybody's safe. They're first and second with two away for Valera. Be an infield hit for Alcantara. Menlinger was able to glove it cleanly, just never really got the feel for that ball. First offering to Valera, cut and a miss. Nothing in one. Loon's looking for a two-out rally in this top of the first. The next pitch nips the inside corner. It's 0-2. See if Heredia can find a wipeout slider here. Maybe a little back foot breaker. The 0-2. Front doored him, and it just missed. Heredia was strutting off the mound as if he had strike three, but the home plate umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer, said otherwise. Kyle Stutz, by the way, is on the bases. Here's a 1-2, a swing, and a foul back. Do it again. No score, top of the first. The Loons with two men on, two men out. Ready looks in for his sign. He's in agreement. Big tall left-hander deals. And misses down and in. Two balls and two strikes. A pitch count climbing for Heredia. That was his 25th pitch of the inning. And there is some stirring in the Chiefs' pen all of a sudden. Infield shifted towards the left side. Oh, the 2-2 liner caught by the third baseman, Menlinger, and that ends the inning. A busy inning for Menlinger. He was involved aplenty in the top half of the first. Loon strand a pair. We go to the home half. Great Lakes nothing. Peoria coming up on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Right-hander Kyle Hurts will face this Chiefs lineup as filled out by skipper Patrick Anderson. Mike Antico, Mason Wynn, and Aaron Antonini at the top. They're the scheduled hitters here in the bottom of the first. Jew, Soto, Francisco, 4, 5, and 6. And rounding it out, Chamberlain, Chambers, and Menlinger. And away we go. First pitch, borderline, ruled ball one to Mike Antico. Next pitch upstairs, two balls and no strikes. Hurt, the right-hander, 6'3", 240, 23 years of age, from Rancho Santa Fe, California. He's actually acquired via a trade with the Diamondbacks. 2-0 delivery, stayed high, three balls and no strikes. Let me amend that. He was acquired in a trade with the Marlins. Put your thinking cap back on. Who did the Dodgers acquire from the Marlins last year? 3-0. Antico taking all the way. He takes a high strike. It's 3-1. Get the research department on that one. Probably a relief pitcher of some sort, right? Team's always looking to bolster their bullpens around the trade deadline. Hurts 3-1, misses up and away. Ball four. It's a leadoff walk for Antico. And I'm calling it now, guys. I like to call my shots every now and again. A breakout is coming for Mike Antico. He's just 1-16 on the year. It's an .056 batting average. But he has squared up some balls. He's now mixed in a couple of walks. I think he's starting to see things well. Now win the batter. He takes a fastball strike on the outer third. Nothing and one. Just underway in downtown Peoria. Loons nothing. Chiefs nothing. Antico looks runnerish at first, and there he goes. The pitch is high. The throw down to second is late. Antico had a great jump at a stolen base. His first as a Chief. Early pressure applied by the top of the Peoria order. Hurt, the right-hander, deals a 1-1, missed up and in. Two balls and one strike. Wynn is decked out for the weather, that's for certain. All you can see are his eyes as he's got the pull-up face mask on in an effort to stay warm. 2-1 was a late call, a called strike. Top of the zone, perhaps on the outside edge. It's now 2-2 on the Peoria shortstop. See if he can get a ball to the right side here. That would be as good as a bunt. Hurts offering is popped up. Foul ground behind home plate. It will find the seats. And, yeah, we have an answer to the trivia question. Who did the Dodgers acquire from the Marlins last year in that trade? Dylan Floro. Floro went to L.A. Kyle Hurt and Alex Vesia went the other direction. Now another 2-2. This one fouled straight back to the netting. Interesting. Not a major move, right? But you said it. You get to July, teams are always looking for more arms. Time called prior to the 2-2. In fact, I believe Hurt just stepped off. I don't think time was called. Just wanted to reset it. He steps off again. Okay. Obviously, the rules have changed with the time clock. 14 seconds to deliver the pitch to home plate with the bases empty. 18 seconds with runners aboard. Another 2-2 try, and it's cut on and missed for strike three. Little let-up from the right-hander. Wind goes down swinging. That is something not seen a whole lot of. Wind's been all over the base paths the first four games. In fact, he's reached multiple contests. One-on-one gone. Antonini digs in. Kicked at the dirt with his back foot. Now he's set. First pitch missed high. Antico caught between second and third. He scampers back to second in time. The throw went to Valera at third. Nearly caught in between. Want to know the count on Antonini, DH-y tonight. Pitch home, way high. 2-0. Wind really blowing out to right center at the moment. Maybe Aaron gets one up in the jet stream, huh? 2-0. Misses inside. Three balls and no strikes. Hurt. Works with some pace, no doubt about that. But he's been wild to this point. So far, walking a punch out. 3-0 home. Top of the zone strike. 3-1 the count. Certainly a few folks in attendance who disagreed with that one. Tico, the runner at second. Next pitch, a cut and a miss. Antonini was trying to hit that one all the way to Paw Paw. That's for our loyal listeners out there. Not familiar with Paw Paw, look him up. Google, Wikipedia, Bing, whatever you prefer. Yeah, time called for the 3-2. I feel like that's a phrase I have not said a whole lot this year. Time called before the 3-2. You said it three times in this inning. The payoff. And it misses down. Ball four. Walk, strikeout, walk. Chiefs have not yet put a ball in play. Before Tommy Jew can step in, there will be a meeting of the minds. On the mound. Pitching coach David Anderson make the trek. First time we've seen him in this series. They won 15-2 in that first game. In the meeting has been interrupted. Meyerhoff for the home plate umpire out to break things up.
Now batting for the Chiefs, the left fielder, number 11, Tommy June.
June the batter, you heard him announced. Start to the year for the Chiefs outfielder. He's in left tonight. Promptly swings through a heater, nothing and one. We'll play a pair tomorrow. We rained out yesterday. A combination of inclement weather and wet field conditions did us in. The city of Peoria collected nearly 2 inches of rain yesterday. One strike offering. It paints the outside corner. Count nothing and two. This is a Chiefs lineup littered with lefties tonight. Antico, Antonini, Soto, the man on deck, Francisco Chamberlain, Chambers, a switch batter, and Menlinger. 0-2, a strike three called. An anticlimactic call. The catcher Rios was trying to throw behind Antonini at first. He did not stick that one for the presentation, but no need. Glenn Meyerhofer rings up juice. A walk, strikeout. There's two down, and it's up to Soto here in the bottom of the first. Hurt takes a peek at second. Fires home. A pitch cut on and miss. Nothing and one. Right-hander rocking the three-quarter sleeves. Four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curve, and change. Like we haven't seen a ton of the secondary stuff yet tonight. Trying to dial in the old number one. And the one-strike pitch, Soto went around. Half-hearted swing, it's nothing and two. And he knows somewhere in the Loons third base dugout, David Anderson, the pitching coach, is saying, yeah, I've done this. Five pitches, five strikes since the meeting. 0-2 delivery. Cut on and miss, strike three. Hurt gets out of it with an assist from David Anderson, the pitching coach. He strikes out three in the inning. Mixed in a couple of walks in between. Chiefs did not put a ball in play in that inning. And they do not score. We're through one. No score on the Peoria Chiefs radio network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic Cod Fillet Dinner or Sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my dog in my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to protect my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my pool safe.
When it comes to residential fences in the suburbs of Chicagoland, Peerless Fence is the premier residential fence company, having installed more than 30,000 over the past 55 years. It's not just a white picket fence anymore. It might be vinyl or aluminum from Active Yards, copper wood, ornamental iron or steel, or even the latest products that won't rot or warp.
The professionals at Peerless Fence will take the time to understand what your needs are for your home. They provide top-quality fencing, along with their outstanding customer service for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Visit their website at peerlessfence.com to learn about their products and browse their photo gallery for inspiration. They have such a wide variety of fences to choose from. Their promise to you? Quality, service, integrity. peerlessfence.com.
traded zeros in the first. Joe Vranish will lead things off for Great Lakes in the second. He takes the ball outside, 1-0. Vranish bats from the right side. Next delivery, middle strike to make it 1-1. Definitely a hitter's night. One and one, the left-hander deals, misses down and in, two balls and a strike. Heredia started the year with the Chiefs in 2021. It's 2-1, is hit high in the air, center field. This could be trouble. And Tico back to the track, to the wall. He has room, and he makes the grab just in front of the 400 marker in straightaway center field. Vranish gave it a ride, but one out. And the left-handed swinging Emanuel Vargas steps in. Mentioned Heredia started the year Peoria last year. Well, he made three starts that did not go particularly well. He then transitioned to the pen. Hit me over, curveball falls in, so he gets ahead of Vargas, nothing and one. And credit Heredia, he's thrown a lot of first pitch strikes in this outing. That's a welcome change. A one try miss down and away, ball and a strike. And he finished strong with the Chiefs before being transferred to low A Palm Beach. In his last six appearances, he was 1-0 with an ERA of 1. Struck out 9 batters in those 6 games. It's a cut and a miss here. 1-2. Heredia. That breaking stuff flashes plus at times. Now he changes speeds with a high heater. 2-2. Tander looks in. Long, lanky Heredia deals, and the pitch hit Vargas. Ran in, got him on that. A brief grimace, and then he made his way down to first. Third base runner for the Loons. First baseman Ching digs in. Vargas not known for his speed at first, a modest lead. Ready to fires high to begin the at-bat with Ching, 1-0. Ching, 2 RBIs on the year, hitting exactly 100. Some gentleman in the stands just yelled, "Hey, nice average." 1-0 pitch. Missed inside, looked like a slide ball. 2-0 the count. It's early, fellas. Come on, lay off. Small sample size. Hitters count for Ching. It's the 2-0 offering. Swing and a foul back. Had a good pass at that one. Top of the second here in Peoria. Loons nothing, Chiefs nothing. Game 2 of 6 in this week-long series. Ready as pitch is a strike call, 2-2. Pain in the knees. Ready? Looking for the punch out. Does not have one yet tonight. Instead, he fires a pickoff throw to first. Ruddy was called for a balk in his first outing of the year. He did make a relief appearance in the season opener Saturday. That was in Appleton. 2-2. Now he fires home. He nearly clipped Ching. Back foot breaker. The count full 3-2. This is just the 13th start of Heredia's young career, by the way. Now the payoff home, and it's cranked towards a gap in left center field. This is big trouble. It will bang off the wall. Sprinting to third is Vargas. He's getting the wave around. Might be a play. Wind shows off the cannon. His throw from center skips away off the mitt of Soto. If he picks it cleanly, I think it would have been in time. That allows a run to score. And the Loons strike first. It's 1-0. Zach Ching delivers with a double. He advances to third on the throw.
Now batting the catcher, number 33,
Kekai. Now the number 9 batter, Rios, steps in. Chiefs bring their infield in for this encounter. Rios takes a middle-middle strike. Nothing and one. Ready up. Deals. And he gets a high strike to make it nothing and two. Two strikes on the Great Lakes catcher. Punch out would be huge. The next pitch is cut on and missed. A big second out for Heredia. You got Rios to expand. Two away in the visiting half of the second. Back to the top of the order we go with the ever dangerous Johnny DeLuca. DeLuca entered action tonight, 368. Four homers, hit a grand slam in Tuesday's win. First pitch missed down and in the dirt, 1-0. One run on two hits for Great Lakes. Left-hander to the plate, and he gets a fastball strike, 1-1. Just some light tossing in the Peoria bullpen. So it might be Logan Gregg. Ready, a big leg kick in the 1-1. It misses up and away. Two balls and a strike on DeLuca. Lights are on at Dozer Park. Not taking particularly noticeable effect at the moment, but they certainly will. Here's a 2-1 try. Peter, he overcooked it. Three balls and a strike. The on-deck batter is Leonard. Flied out in his first AB. Ready, fires. Nips the inside corner, and the count loaded up, 3-2. Ready, looks in. He has his is fouled straight back. Do it again. Tell you what, the wind has died down somewhat significantly, even in the last half hour. It was quite the storyline for us in the open, and rightfully so. The wind was just howling out to straightaway center, but it has died down significantly. Another 3-2. This time it missed high and away, ball four. DeLuca works the walk. The inning will continue. Tommy Edman homered for the Cardinals. Some work to do for St. Louis, however. They trail the Brewers 5-1 in Milwaukee's home opener. They were in Chicago and then at Baltimore. For the encounter with Leonard, Edwin Moreno, the Chiefs pitching coach, out to have a word. That gives us a chance to check in with our Health Alliance out-of-town scoreboard. We will start in the big leagues. Mentioned the Brewers leading the Cardinals 5-1. That game in the eighth. 5-3 Pirates over the Nationals. Marlins on top of the Phillies 3-1 in the fifth. Angels with an early 1-0 lead on the Rangers. Tigers Royals just underway. Braves Padres just underway. In the Bronx, Blue Jays and Yankees currently in a delay. We have a pair of finals. A's doubled up the Rays, 6-3 in St. Pete. Mariners a winner, 5-1 over the White Sox. And one game yet to kick off, 9:10 Central Time, Reds at Dodgers. Already a home after the meeting, and the first pitch was fouled off at the plate. Little check swing by Leonard. Still looking for his first knock of the year. Leonard bats from the right side. The next pitch home. Paints the knees. Nothing in two. Etchen Heredia threw 25 pitches in that first inning. This will be pitch number 54. And it's cut on and missed for strike three. A disappearing curveball. Leonard swung right over the top of that one. And he goes down with a K. Loons strike first, however. They fly to an early 1-0 lead thanks to the double from Zach Ching. We go to the bottom of the second, 1-0 Loons on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Peoria's playing tonight. In the heart of Illinois, fun is taking flight.
Adventure at discoverpeoria.com.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Kyle Hurt back to the mound with nearly a minute to go on the time clock. He's ready to get after it. Hope fates Francisco Chamberlain and Chamber 6, 7, and 8 in the order. He fires a heater low for ball one. Away we go in the home half of the second inning. Hurt delivers the next pitch. It missed away. Two balls and no strikes. Well, it's just a 1-0 ball game. Neither pitcher has looked particularly crisp to this point. Right-hander's next delivery is high. 3-0 for Hurts. Some work to do. He was a fifth-round draft pick by the Marlins. 2020 draft prior to the trade. Pumps in a heater here for a strike. It's 3-1. Hurt works exclusively from the stretch. His next pitch home is upstairs. Ball four Francisco works the leadoff free pass. Chamberlain the batter in right field this evening. One of the themes this Peoria team, versatility. A lot of guys who can move around. Chamberlain takes off the plate ball one. Logan Gregg was indeed up and throwing in the Chiefs' pen. He is since ceased throwing. 1-0, wave and a miss. Chamberlain was trying to give the Chiefs the lead with that hack. Chamberlain's a guy with some sneaky pop. He went off the batter's eye here last year, took Asa Lacy deep. 1-1 try, middle hitter, taken to make it 1-2. Chiefs looking for their first hit. They've had three base runners. Trio of free passes issued by Kyle Hurt. Is 1-2. Is hit hard on the ground and through. Pass to diving Vivas in the right field. Rounding second, heading for third. There's going to be a play there. The throw, not in time. Francisco goes first to third. Big man was moving. Arms and legs churning. He's 90 feet away with nobody out. Chamberlain collects the first Chiefs hit of the night. Hard hit, single passed. A diving Vivas who went full extension but came up empty. Now Chambers the batter. Switch batter. Another guy can move around on the infield. First offering home. Gets past Rios. It trickles to the backstop. A wild pitch ties the game. Now streaking for third is Chamberlain, and he beats the throw. Chamberlain goes first to third on a wild pitch to the backstop. You talk about taking nothing for granted. It's a wild pitch to plate Francisco, and then Chamberlain advances a pair of bases. As a result, the infield in for the 1-0 pitch, which is high. Two and 0 on Mack. Here's the next delivery. Swinging a ground ball off the pitcher, Hurt. It stays on the infield grass. There will be no throw as it's picked up by Leonard. Chamberlain has to hold it. Did not trickle far away from the mound. It's a hit for Chambers. And now they will come out to check on Kyle Hurt, who may be hurt. Perhaps this could be a change as well. There's been some throwing in the Lakes pen. The Great Lakes pen, I should say. There's a right-hander moving with some alacrity. It's Jordan Leisure down there. We're just checking on Hurt. He is A-OK, no need for a warm-up toss. He will stay in the game for now. Now Menlinger the batter. Choked up on the bat. First pitch, cut on and miss, 0-1. Hurt has his sign. The next pitch lifted to left field. Vranish gets behind it. He makes the catch. Here comes Chamberlain. The throw is cut off, and the Chiefs have the lead. It's 2-1. To First RBI in a Chiefs uniform for Noah Mendlinger. Sack fly RBI. That's just the first out in the inning. And Tico the batter now. There goes the runner, Chambers. The pitch home is high. The Chambers caught stealing. That goes 2-6 on the caught stealing. Chiefs have been particularly effective swiping bags in the early going, but good throw erases Chambers. There's two down. Pitch was a ball to Antico, 1-0 the count. And now the next one. It's down and in, two balls and no strikes. Antico walked and swiped second. His first at bat, he was stranded there, however. Hitters count, the 2-0 pitch, it's upstairs. Easy take for Antico, three balls and no strikes. Way ahead, Antico takes ball four, an easy take. Right-hander's been all over the place, and before Mason Wynn steps in, skipper Austin Chubb will make a move and pull his right-hander. Now, the Dodgers organization, you look up and down the minor leagues, their guys do not throw a ton of pitches in their outings anyway, but with the relative ineffectiveness of Hurt tonight, he will exit, according to just five outs in this one. I'll give way to the bullpen. The new hurler, Jordan Leisure, will tell you more about him when we return. Chiefs lead it 2-1. We're in the bottom of the second on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
Mason Wynn to the plate. He takes a strike called. Mike Antico on the move with the pitch, and he swipes second. A late throw. Second stolen base of the game for Antico. And we haven't even had time to mention the new hurler. Only needed a couple pitches out of the pen. Jordan Leisure, 6'3", 215 from Riverview, Florida. 14th rounder in last year's draft. Rocking the high Sox. Takes a peek at Antico, and the one-strike pitch is popped up. Just behind the second base bag, it's the shortstop, Leonard, who hauls it in. Made it look rather difficult, and the wind, while it has died down, still a factor. You can run everything out tonight and keep your feet moving if you're an infielder or an outfielder. for that matter. Home half of the second, they lead it. First lead of the year at Dozier Park. We're off to the third, 2-1 Peoria on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Urbit Vivas, our hearty strikeout batter, lead off the top of the third. And by the way, he will face a new Chiefs hurler. Julie called to the pen, brings on Logan Gregg, the right-hander from Prairie Grove, Arkansas, who pumps in a fastball strike to get ahead. Nothing and one. Gregg allowed an unearned run in his first outing of the year back on Saturday. Pitch, Gregg working from the wind. His next delivery misses down and in. 1-1. Pitching changes all year. Brought to you by Julie. Call before you dig. 1-1, a good changeup. Swung on and missed. It's 1-2. Changeup is the best pitch from Gregg. Field shifted slightly towards the right side. The 1-2, a wave and a miss. 4-3. He doubled him up with the changeup. It was a good one. Gregg enters, promptly gets a K. There's one away for Alcantara. Alcantara steps in. He singled in the opening frame. Going to get me over breaking ball in for strike one. Outfield playing deep, particularly in center. Antico pitched to the plate, missed in. 1-1 the count. This is empty one away. The next pitch inside. 2 balls and a strike. The bunting still up, as it will be all week long on the suite level, second level of the ballpark. A 2-1 swing and a foul off the front foot of Alcantara. We're even 2 aside. Sun beginning to set in downtown Peoria. Cotton candy sky overhead. 2-2 is hit hard up the middle and through. A base hit. Alcantara, 2-for-2. Right fielder this evening. He's had himself quite the series. Already 5 knocks, including an RBI. To be fair, just about everybody had a night last night. I spoke. On Tuesday night, we were rained out yesterday due to inclement weather and wet field conditions. don't want to put anybody at risk at any time, but especially in the first week of the season. Lionel Valera, the batter, and he promptly fouls one away onto the roof. Nothing and one. In that game, all nine starters reached at least once. That's what happens when you put up two touchdowns. One home cut on and missed. It's quickly nothing and two on Valera. Greg from the stretch, he set at the belt. Contra measures a more aggressive lead. Not running in the pitch home. Ring him up. Strike three called. No argument from Valera. Greg, a pink pellet in the outside corner. He's got a strikeout swinging, a strikeout looking in his first inning of work tonight. We'll give way to Joe Vranish with two away in the inning. First pitch, righty to righty, misses down and away. It was a breaking ball. 1-0. Greg to the plate, runners on the move. The pitch missed down and in. The throw to second, late, and nearly a late tag applied as Alcantara just about overslid second base. Might have kept that pinky on that back corner. Stolen base for Alcantara. He's in scoring position with two outs. And now the 2-0 to Joe. So getting the over curveball in for strike one. One run, three hits, no errors for the Loons. Two runs, two hits, no errors for the Chiefs. We're in the top of inning number three. Greg in agreement with Soto. He fires. Vranish lasers one foul, right side out of play. Greg was used mostly as a starter last year. He will start in the pen. Chiefs have eight or nine guys who could go start a ball game at a moment's notice. And the 2-2 is cut on and missed. Strike three. A trio of punch outs in the top of the third for Logan Greg. Nice way to set the tone out of the Chiefs' pen. We go to the bottom of the third. 2-1, Peoria. Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
My meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Aaron Antonini will lead off the home half of the third. Chiefs lead it by a penny, 2-1 the score. Antonini, Jew, and Soto do. 3, 4, and 5 in the order. First pitch missed wildly. And all the way to the backstop, Rios was only able to get a piece. It's Jordan Leisure out there. Leisure got the last out of the bottom of the second. He got Mason Wynn to pop out to his defensive counterpart, Leonard. 1-0, it's fouled back into the screen. 1-1. Antonini was an interesting guy last year. He was all over the Cardinals system. He spent time with three different affiliates. The Chiefs, AA Springfield, and even AAA Memphis. 1-1 delivery. Nip the inside corner. It's 1-2. Antonini hit 6 homers in 2021 between the three levels. He's already hit 2 in 22. And now the 1-2 pitch. It's high to make the count 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leisure rocks and fires. It's a breaking ball in the dirt. Rios able to knock that one down. The count full 3 balls and 2 strikes on DH. By the way, what are we thinking of the universal DH, the big league level? There's the payoff home. A swing and a high chopper towards second, ranging to his right. Vivas, he gloves and throws to first, one away. Brings Tommy Jew to the dish. I think most people probably on board with it, right? I know there's definitely some folks who miss the strategy aspect of it, including our official scorer, Michael. I think if any fan base can get behind the universal DH, it's got to be the Cardinals, right? Albert Pujols gets to come back. And let's not forget Adam Wainwright suffered a severe injury a bunch of years ago, trying to bust it out of the box. As Tommy Jew waves through a heater, it's nothing and one. Was that an Achilles injury? It was definitely a season-ending injury in Milwaukee. And look at Adam Wainwright. He's still shoving it. Leisure from the stretch, the 0-1. This ball missed outside. Ball and a strike. What's the combined age of Pujols, Molina, and Wainwright? It's got to be, is it triple digits? Count even 1-1. The next pitch looked like a breaker. Missed down and away. 2 balls and 1 strike. It's certainly close, right? 101? Sounds right. Jew ahead in the count, 2-1. The next pitch swung on and missed. 2-2. And not out of the realm of possibility to suggest Albert Pujols 700 homers. Might need at-bats a little more regularly as the year goes on, but he's the machine, right? You can't doubt the machine. Bases empty, one away. The 2-2 is upstairs. It's been pretty typical of Tommy Jew to this point. Working the count. Seen a lot of pitches. His first AB of the year, he homered. Went back-to-back with Aaron Antonini. Now the payoff from Leisure is a called strike 3. I thought it might have been up. And I think Tommy would be in agreement with me. There's 2 down for Carlos Soto. Soto struck out swinging in the first. Chiefs have struck out 4 times as a club tonight. First pitch to Soto, swung on and fouled back over our hands. Leisure ahead in the count. Two Chiefs lead it by a run. 2-1 the score when the bottom of the third. Brendan Howe is on deck. He'll take you through the middle innings here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network. One strike on the Peoria backstop. The next pitch, missed a little up, missed a little in. 1-1. By the way, a no-hitter going to the bottom of the ninth at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Daytona on top of Palm Beach, 1-0. Cardinals need a hit. Not only break up the no-hitter, but a bloop and a blast wins the game. 1-1 in our game, ran up and in. Look out, Carlos Soto. Little chin music. A couple of the boo birds out. It's Thirsty Thursday tonight. You never know. You start getting the 7th, 8th inning of those Thirsty Thursdays, things can get a little crazy. The 2-1, a swing and a ground ball, base hit in the right center. Soto squares up another base play, and that passes the baton to Thomas Francisco. Francisco walked and scored that second inning. It was really a bright spot from last year's draft class, wasn't he? Burst onto the scene. He launches the first pitch down the left field line, but it will twist foul onto the berm right in front of a youngster. Francisco from Abingdon, Virginia. But his college ball at East Carolina. College teammates with another guy Chiefs fans might be familiar with, Alec Burleson, who had a cup of coffee with us last year. He started the year, I think he hit 800. It's just only a slight exaggeration. And then he was sent up the ladder. He's now at AAA Memphis, and he homered twice last night. One strike pitch missed in. Even it up 1-1 on the Peoria first baseman. Soto, the runner at first. He is not known for his wheels. Pitch home. Breaking ball missed down. 2-1. And now time is called. A meeting between Rios and the Hurler Leisure. Tell you a little more about Jordan, shall we? He wears number 38. Played his college ball at University of Tampa. He posted a .94 ERA as a senior. After the meeting, he gets a swing and a foul back. It's now 2-2. Criminology major. By the way, Tampa, they were the 2019 D2 champions. Former school of Cole Aker, former Cardinals farmhand. Spent some time with us last year. 2-2 pitch is lined towards the gap in left center field, but it will hang up for Vranish, who makes the running grab. Moving to his left, he hauls it in to end the inning. Two-out single does not come back to haunt Leisure, puts up a zero in the third. We pass the baton to Brendan Howe. He'll have the fourth when we come back on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week, keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere, with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Bottom third of the order set to go for Great Lakes as we move on to the top of the fourth inning. Logan Gregg back to work out of the bullpen, fresh atop the rubber. And he'll be greeted by Emmanuel Vargas in the bottom third of the Loons' order. First pitch of the inning misses just wide, taken for a ball, 1-0. 2-1 Chiefs are score. All the scoring was done back in the second frame. Three hits aside. 1-0 on the way from Gregg. Cut on and missed down and away. Took something off that time, and it's 1-1. Vargas hit by a pitch, scored a run his first time around. Zach Ching, Kikai Rios to follow him. 1-1 from the righty. Hit sharply on the ground towards second. A snow cone grab, Chambers spins, throws, got him. A 4-3 put out and a fine play from Mac Chambers to kick off action in the top of the fourth. And that'll bring up Zach Ching. Seen a couple of nice defensive plays in this series from the two middle infielders for the Chiefs. Mason Wynn, this time Mac Chambers. Of course, it was Wynn who, in the first game of the series back on Tuesday, took away a base hit, a fine diving play. First pitch to Ching, fastball right there, taken for a strike. We are keeping an eye on the potential no-hitter between Palm Beach and Daytona. Oh, one pitch. Tried to bite the inside corner and just missed. Much to the dismay of the home supporters here, and the count's level a ball and a strike. Ching taking his cuts from the right side. High hold with the bat into the netting. A ball and two strikes. Give you a little quick update on Palm Beach. They do have a couple of runners aboard in the bottom of the ninth. However, they do not have a hit. 1-2 offering. Ching puts this one on a line. That'll dunk down into right field, a base hit. So Ching's got himself his second hit of the night. There was an RBI double back in the second. This time a one-out single in the fourth to set the table for Kikai Rios, the catcher. So Rios will dig in. Kicks some dirt around in that right-handed batter's box. Taps the plate a couple of times. And Gregg working from the stretch here in this top of the fourth. And time called before Rios is able to be greeted. Gregg working from the first base side. First pitch, fastball low and away. Rios 0-1, a strikeout victim, swinging his first time in the second. Loons have had a base runner in all four frames. Here comes the 1-0 offering. That one also misses down, 2-0. They've left five on base through their first three trips to the dish. Two in the first, two in the second, one in the third, and they've got a man aboard with one gone here in their half of the fourth. 2-0 from Gregg. On a rope down the left field line. That's fair, and it'll keep on rolling into the corner. Digging for third is the runner Ching. He'll put on the brakes there. And coasting into second with a one-out double is Kikai Rios. And it's two men in scoring position for the Loons here in the fourth. So Rios joins the hit parade here for the Loons in the series. Their fourth hit of the ball game, and Gregg finds himself in a bit of hot water here in the top of the fourth inning. And this not the man that Gregg wanted to see at the dish, Johnny DeLuca. Righty-righty battle. First one from Gregg. Took something off and fooled DeLuca, who was out in front. Nothing in one. A ground out in the first for DeLuca and then walked and was stranded in the second. Comes up here for the third time with Ching at third and Rios at second. A chance to drive in a pair. Pitch home. Tapped up the third baseline. Going to be a tough play. In comes Mendlinger. Throw across in time. Just in the nick of time. But Ching, beg your pardon, comes across to score. An RBI ground up for DeLuca, his 10th of the season. Put him at double digits, and the Loons have come back to tie it at two. Over to third, moved Rios on the play. That'll transition things over for Eddie's Leonard. Leonard, who came into action struggling with the bat to open the season, still in search of his first hit, entering the ballgame. That's still true here in his third plate appearance in the fourth as he looks at a strike on the outer third. A flyout and a strikeout for the Loon shortstop. Gregg set. Lifts the leg, fires the 0-1. Cut on and missed. Top hand came off. A big swing from Leonard. Really getting the better of the shortstop here in this at-bat. Nothing in two. With Rios off the bag at third. A breath from Gregg, slide step home, a fastball with the letters taken upstairs. One ball, two strikes. Wind still blowing steadily out toward center, just as it has been all afternoon. 1-2 offering. Punch back to the netting. Just barely able to get a piece was Leonard off the inside part of the handle, it looked like. Perhaps a protective swing on a pitch inside. Knotted up at twos here. Loons at the plate in the top of the fourth. Next 1-2, that one misses wide. Two balls and two strikes. Stoos is wild here, top of the fourth. With two outs and a 2-2 game. Gregg's ready. Next pitch. In the air to left field. Chasing back Jew. He's camping in front of the track, and he will make the catch to retire the side. But the Loons do bring home a run. It was an RBI groundout from Johnny DeLuca to knot us up at two apiece. We're through 3.5 here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets, batter each by hand, and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my dog in my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to protect my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my pool safe.
When it comes to residential fences in the suburbs of Chicagoland, Peerless Fence is the premier residential fence company, having installed more than 30,000 over the past 55 years. It's not just a white picket fence anymore. It might be vinyl or aluminum from Active Yards, copper wood, ornamental iron or steel, or even the latest products that won't rot or warp.
The professionals at Peerless Fence will take the time to understand what your needs are for your home. They provide top-quality fencing, along with their outstanding customer service for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Visit their website at peerlessfence.com to learn about their products and browse their photo gallery for inspiration. They have such a wide variety of fences to choose from. Their promise to you? Quality, service, integrity. Peerless Fence.
Bottom four, Chiefs coming back to work at the dish. And they'll be facing a new arm, left-hander Julian Smith. Second call to the bullpen of the night for Great Lakes. Coming on in relief of Jordan Leisure is Julian Smith. He'll face the bottom third of the Chiefs' order, starting with Matt Chamberlain as he delivers a pitch downstairs, taken for ball one. Leisure, 6'4", 24 years old, and a Concord, North Carolina, as Chamberlain goes after the 1-0 and skies it to shallow right field. Drifting back to second baseman Vivas, who will make the catch for out number one. High twisting fly as Vivas had to stare up into the Peoria night sky to corral that one, but he does so successfully. And that'll turn things over to Mac Chambers. Smith, a 15th round choice back in 2018 by the Dodgers. He's already made one appearance this season. That was back on opening day against the West Michigan Whitecaps. Worked a couple of innings scoreless in that game. First offering to Chambers is taken knee high for strike one. Chambers, a base hit, and was thrown out trying to swipe second base back in the second frame. Tall lefty kicks and deals, taken upstairs for a ball as it trickles to the backstop. Off the glove of the catcher, Rios. A ball and a strike. Nightfall starting to approach. Sun has disappeared. Light shining down bright on Dozier Park as the 1-1 swatted back to the net foul. The wind has settled down a little bit, considerably from the start of the ball game this evening. Winds are up close to 15, perhaps 20 miles an hour. 1-2 pitch to Chambers, spiked up to the plate. 2-2. A little bit of ruffles out there in center field. And certainly flags not where perhaps a couple of hours ago. Chambers awaits, and the 2-2 from Smith. Cut on and missed strike three. Got him to chase a fastball up and away. And Chambers is set down quickly for the second out in the Chiefs half of the fourth. Up to Noah Mendlinger to keep things going. Nobody on and two away as Smith came on in relief of Leisure and was able to work an inning and a third on the back of Hertz outing. Scoreless appearance for Leisure. No walks and a strikeout, I beg your pardon, as Mendlinger takes low and inside. One ball, no strikes. Mendlinger from the left side, a sack fly. And his first go-around back in the second, and looks at a fastball letter high 2-0. Mike Antico on deck, should he be needed. Two runs on three hits tonight for the Chiefs. Equaling their total from game one of the series, 2-0 pitch. Get me over, taking belt high for a strike. Smith, a guy that'll come at you with a fastball, slider, and a cutter. Likes to work from that third base side of the rubber. 2-1 pitch on a line toward left center field. Ranging over is Vrenish to squeeze it and make the catch to retire the side. Three up, three down, and a good one from Julian Smith out of the bullpen. Chiefs go in order. We're knotted up at twos here on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Is loaded. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Three, four, five to greet Logan Gregg in the top of the fifth inning for the Loons. Jorbit Vivas, Ismael Alcantara, Leonel Valera. Set to go as we work toward the Great Lakes heart of the order. First pitch from the right-hander. Fastball belt high, through for a strike. Now, Cody made you guys aware earlier on in the ballgame of a no-hitter that was going on down at Roger Dean Stadium between the Daytona Tortugas and Palm Beach Cardinals. Here comes the 0-1. Skipped up to the plate. A ball and a strike on Vivas. That no-hitter progressed into the ninth inning. Palm Beach came back to win it. 3-1 the final. They had just one hit. It was a walk-off home run by Osvaldo Tavalin. How about that? 1-1, punch to the net, foul, a ball and two strikes. Folks. An unbelievable turn of events late in that ballgame. Just one run and three hits headed into the bottom of the ninth inning combined between the two teams. This one hard hit on the ground. Diving stop by Chambers from a knee, and he gets the out. Mac Chambers sprawling out to make the play for the first out in the top of the fifth. And there's the defense that we talk so highly of for the Chiefs. If there's one thing they can hang their hat on for sure early on this season, it's the leather. Ismael Alcantara next to stand in. First pitch from Gregg. Wave and a miss. That one disappeared. Nothing in one. Talked last inning about how Mason Wynn was the star of the show defensively in the series opener. Mac Chambers took his spotlight. No chance for Wynn here as it's a chopper to short. Up and over, a strong throw, good in time for out number two. Back-to-back putouts by the Chiefs middle infield and Leonel Valera. We'll try and extend. So far, what's been a brief top half of the fifth inning. Oh for 2 for the Loons' third baseman so far. Lined out to Mendlinger on a hard hit ball his first time as he looks at a strike knee high here. And was fanned looking his second time in the third. There he is again in the fifth. 0-1. That one sweeps just a bit off the corner. Looked like the same spot from my vantage point up here, but a ball and a strike. According to home plate umpire Glenn Meyerhofer. Gregg working quickly, 1-1, pulled the string on him again. A ball and two strikes. Fans like it. They're trying to put him away, 1-2, down low. Two balls and two strikes. Good to see some passionate fans braving the low temperatures out here in early April. Surely as the summer goes on, stands will be a little bit more packed. 2-2 is sent on the ground toward third. Mendlinger shuffles to his left, throws in plenty of time, and that is a 1-2-3 inning for Logan Gregg. Some fine work out of the pen for the righty. Three ground outs, and the Loons go in order. Still knotted up at 2 here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Value property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Top of the order for the Chiefs in their half of the fifth as they're set to get back to work offensively. Mike Antico, lefty-lefty battle with Julian Smith. Looks at a first-pitch fastball. Taking on the outer black for a strike. 2-2 as we move through the middle innings. Been a pretty briskly played ball game from both sides, and Antico chases the 0-1 down and away. Quickly nothing and two on him. A couple of walks, a pair of stolen bases for Antico tonight. First time seeing Julian Smith on the bump. This one is spiked up into the dirt. One ball, two strikes. Antico to be followed by Mason Wynn and Aaron Antonini. Chiefs trying to work some offense and get some traffic on those base paths to once again take the lead. It was the Loons who struck first this evening. A run in the top of the second before the Chiefs would answer with a pair of their own. They have not scored since. 1-2 to Antico. Swatted foul up and over the seating bowl. Count a hold. We'll do it again. Julian Smith, certainly a lively arm as he comes home with a 1-2 and sets down Antico on strikes. Got him looking. Pitch up and away. Antico didn't like it. Slow walk back to the dugout for him. And he represents out number one in the Chiefs' half of the fifth. Mason Wynn's turn now. And the base is clear and one away. Still in search of his first hit of the night. Strikeout and a pop-out to Leonard at short. From Smith, wave and a miss for strike one. Lively heater from Smith. Features a couple of other pitches in his arsenal as well, but looks comfortable with the fastball. Misses on that one. And a ball and a strike to win. Pinwheels to bat through the zone a couple of times. Make it a third, rests it atop the right shoulder. Patiently awaits the pitch from Smith. Here it comes. Upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Easy take for Wynn. Chiefs trying to even up the series tonight with the Loons. 2-1 on the way. Down and in, brushing Wynn back off the plate a bit. Three balls, one strike. Loons took game one in a thumping 15-2. This one much more within reach. 3-1 offering. That one is taken, a called strike, and Wynn looked like he was ready to flip the bat away and head down toward first base. But Glenn Meyerhoffer reels him back in, and the count goes full 3-2. Smith ready. Payoff to Wynn. Here it comes. And down and in ball four. Took an extra pitch, but Wynn's still able to find himself on. One out walk to set up Aaron Antonini now. Walked in his own right way back in the first inning. Since then, grounded out to Vivas at second base. So Antonini will climb in from the left side. Adjusts the helmet, ready to go against Smith. Wynn gathers a lead off of the bag at first, held on by Ching. And Smith will give him a look. Back in with a head first slide, Wynn safely. Got a couple of long balls and five RBIs entering play. Ball into one of the gaps could send Wynn around with his speed. That pitch misses down and away. Ball and no strikes. Something that Patrick Anderson talked a lot about before the season got going was the fact that he wanted to use the speed that he has on the roster. 1-0 pitch. That one misses wide as well. 2-0. He certainly knows what he has in Mason Wynn. It's been Mike Antico who actually has swiped a couple of bags this evening. Two balls, no strikes. Short lead for Wynn off the bag. Smith kicks and delivers. Chopper foul down the first baseline. Two balls and a strike. Tommy Ju taking some practice hacks in the on-deck area. Antonini back into the box. A breath from Smith as he looks toward first. Lefty kicks and deals into the dirt. Back pick to first, and Wynn goes scampering back to the bag safe. Pitch missed to Antonini, so he's works himself ahead. Three balls and a strike. Of course, the pitch clock into effect in minor league baseball this season. Smith still working pretty deliberately, though. Uses just about every spare second of that clock. 3-1. That one inside, taken for ball four. Now Antonini draws the second consecutive free pass courtesy of the lefty Smith. And now Rios out to the mound to have a quick chat with the southpaw. Talk things over with how to attack Tommy Ju. And now it'll be a complete meeting of the minds. And Coach David Anderson on his way out. Quick trot out to the bump. Ju patiently waiting to step in. He'll do so with Mason Wynn at second, Aaron Antonini at first. Both have drawn free passes. The inning started with a Mike Antico strikeout. And Tommy Ju looking to avoid the hat trick himself on strikes. Meeting concludes. Glenn Meyerhofer out to the mound to break it up. Anderson on his way back to the dugout, and as the meeting commences, Tommy Ju will dig in from the right side. Two men aboard for the Chiefs here in their half of the fifth. We're knotted up at deuces here from Dozier Park, game two of a week-long series. First pitch to Ju. That one's wide, taking ball one. For the Chiefs, this has been kind of the story for much of the season. It's really been the bottom of the lineup that's done the most damage consistently. Next one to Ju. That one bites the inside corner. Smith working east-west against the Chiefs left fielder. A ball and a strike. And tonight's been more of the same from the bottom of the lineup. Chamberlain and Chambers each have a base knock, and then the sack fly from Noah Mendlinger to drive in a run. 1-1. Both runners take off. Double steal attempt. The throw goes to second base. It's high and late. In safely is Antonini at the bag at second. Rios is shaking his head behind the plate. Knows he would have had a better shot at Wynn at third. The double steal completed for the Chiefs. So a base knock for Tommy Ju. could give Peoria a 4-2 lead, and they double up the Loons as Great Lakes pulling the infield in. Two balls, no strikes to Jew as he waves the bat out toward the mound and now asks for time. A brisk night here at Dozier Park, but the Chiefs trying to heat up offensively here in the fifth. 2-0 on the way. Wave and a miss. Jew went leaning out over the plate to try and catch up to that one. Or rather, it was 0-2 instead of 2-0, so that's a strikeout for Tommy Jew. Beg your pardon on that one. And here's Carlos Soto. Strikeout in a single form. And trying to plate a couple more as he fists the first one foul up over the Loons dugout into the seating bowl. Nothing in one. Soto did have a base hit last night. That was back in the second inning. 0-1. Smith couldn't find the corner with that heater. 1-1. Chiefs have worked left-hander Julian Smith into some trouble here in the fifth, trying to capitalize. 1-1. That one rides high. 2-1. Something off speed that time. Not much bite to it. Easy take for Soto to move ahead 2-1. Walking leads for Wynn at third and Antonini at second. 2-1 pitch coming. Popped up foul behind the dish. That one will get up and over everything out of play. And the count levels on the Chiefs catcher, 2-2. All it takes is one. Soto in search of that one pitch. Here's the 2-2. Up high, but a called third strike. Got him looking. And Julian Smith perhaps given a gift. A strikeout to Chiefs. We stay deadlocked at 2 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
JulieBeforeYouDig.com.
Bases loaded, 2 outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team's support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, gone!
I called Peerless Fence to keep my dog in my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to protect my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my pool safe.
When it comes to residential fences in the suburbs of Chicagoland, Peerless Fence is the premier residential fence company, having installed more than 30,000 over the past 55 years. It's not just a white picket fence anymore. It might be vinyl or aluminum from Active Yards, copper wood, ornamental iron or steel, or even the latest products that won't rot or warp.
The professionals at Peerless Fence will take the time to understand what your needs are for your home. They provide top-quality fencing, along with their outstanding customer service for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Visit their website at peerlessfence.com to learn about their products and browse their photo gallery for inspiration. They have such a wide variety of fences to choose from. Their promise to you? Quality, service, integrity. peerlessfence.com.
Onward and upward. Greg back to work. Joe Vranesh, the first to greet him, goes after the first pitch and pops it up foul. Drift back over the Chiefs dugout and out of play. Vranesh, Vargas, and Shing. 6-7-8 due up for the Loons. Right-hander Greg It's been pretty strong out of the bullpen, looking to follow up on a 1-2-3 fifth frame. Here he comes with the 0-1 out of the windup. Fastball tailing down and away. 1-1. Chiefs had one of their better scoring opportunities of the night back in the bottom of the fifth inning. 1-1 from Gregg. Sliced foul off to the right. 1-2. Wound up stranding men at second and third after Carlos Soto was rung up on strikes. Gregg looking to do the same to Vernesh. 1-2. Is swatted away foul again off to the right. That'll find the seats. About as tightly contested a ball game as you could have hoped for here on a Thursday night from Dozier Park. Gregg ready for the next 2-strike pitch. Here it comes. Upstairs at the letters. 2-2. 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Loons. 2 runs, 3 hits, no errors for the Chiefs. Gregg gets his sign out of the wind. Rocks, fires. On the corner, got him looking. Strike 3. And Gregg continues to roll to open the 6th. Gregg says, "Can I help you, Joe?" "No thanks, just looking." Down on strikes. As Emmanuel Vargas will stroll up to the left-handed batter's box. Vargas hit by a pitch, scored a run. Bounced down to second base in the 4th. Takes a look at one down below the knees for 1. Out of the rubber, kicks and throws. 1-0 pitch, tailing on the inside corner, and picks up the black for a called strike. Certainly not much adjustment needed for Gregg to the pitch clock. Here he comes on a 1-1. Chopper first base side foul as it ricochets past the Peoria dugout. 1-2 on the Loons DH. Gregg looking to set him down on strikes. 1-2 pitch coming. Oh, look out, up and in. Big heater. Certainly woke up Vargas as he takes a stroll outside the batter's box. Had to go spinning out of the way to avoid taking that one above the shoulders. Gregg shakes off Soto. Now he's got his sign, but a time is called before the pitch. Vargas adjusts the batting gloves, taps the plate once, and Gregg ready to go. 2-2 coming. Wave and a miss, strike 3. Back-to-back K's for the righty to start off the 6th. And boy, that stuff is working for him tonight. Zach Ching set to dig in next. Been perhaps the toughest man to set down in the Loons lineup tonight. RBI double back in the 2nd, singled and then scored a run of his own in the 4th. First one from Gregg. A nubber down the first baseline and it will spin foul. Francisco picked it up just to the right of the first base bag and foul ground. Nothing in 1. Ching, who entered the ball game with a batting average sitting right at a buck, 100. He's got himself 2. 0-1 from Gregg fired, and wave and a miss right over the top of something off speed. 0-2. Gregg, a chance to set down the side on strikes here. See what he's got. 0-2. Here he comes. Just off the corner. Breaking ball missing away. 1-2. Good pace for Gregg. Stuff has been there. On 1-2, kicks and delivers. Swung on and missed. Strike 3. An excuse me swing from Zach Ching. Logan Gregg gets him down in order on strikes. Six up, six down for Logan Gregg through the last couple of frames. We stay knotted up at two apiece on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod fillet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod fillets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod fillet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SetQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SetQ debit card every week. And, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SetQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bottom six, it'll be 6-7-8 for the Chiefs. New hurler to tell you about for the Loons, left-hander Jose Hernandez. Another Julie call to the bullpen, call you before you dig, and a strike delivered to Thomas Francisco to kick off the home half of the sixth. Hernandez, 6'3", 205, 24 years old. No balls and a strike. Pitch to Francisco. Tied him up on an inside heater. Quickly down 0-2. Francisco 0-1 with a walk and a run scored tonight. First time seeing Hernandez, who was picked up by the Dodgers as an international free agent way back in 2016. 0-2 to Francisco. Down and away, taken for a ball. Fastball, slider, changeup is the mix for Hernandez. Did make an appearance last Saturday in a 5-4 win over West Michigan for the Loons. Inning in two-thirds, couple of runs allowed on three hits for the lefty in that one. Working through the latter part of the Chiefs' order here in the sixth. 1-2 to Francisco. Skied on the infield. Valera coming on to the lip of the infield grass to make them gone in the sixth. That'll transition things to Matt Chamberlain. 1-2, punched a seeing eye single past the second baseman Vivas back in the second inning. Came around to score in that frame, and since then has popped out to Vivas. That was in the fourth. Lefty-lefty matchup set to ensue. First offering from Hernandez, taken at the knees for a called strike. Some good velocity for Hernandez. Fastball has touched 96 in recent years. Here comes the 0-1. Another fastball. Good spot to live on the outside corner. 0-2 quickly against Chamberlain. Slider, though, for Hernandez, still a work in progress. A condensed delivery was the focus in the offseason, particularly with runners aboard. He's got the bases empty here, though, against Chamberlain with one gone. The pitch fisted into shallow right center field. Drifting back, Vivas converging with a shortstop, Leonard. It'll be Vivas to track it down. Long way to go from his position at second base, but able to haul it in. And two up and two down quickly in the Chiefs' half of the sixth inning. Mac Chambers trying to keep it going. A base hit and a strikeout on the ledger for him this evening. Switch hitter taking his cuts from the right side against the lefty Hernandez. First one from the southpaw. Fastball upstairs, taking ball one. So for Chambers, he's done a little bit of everything tonight. Got the base hit that we just told you about, but made a fine defensive play, sprawling out to his left to save a base hit as he fouls away the 1-0. Ball and a strike. Interesting thing for Peoria on the defensive side of things is last year they were tied for second most errors in the league at 133. Just one through the first handful of games this year has them tops in the Midwest League. As the 1-1 skips through the wickets of the catcher, Rios. Two balls into strike to Chambers. Jose Hernandez, the third arm out of the Great Lakes bullpen tonight. 2-1 coming. Wave and a miss. Chambers went fishing, came up empty. And the count evens up 2-2. Deuces wild here again, bottom of the sixth. Two balls, two strikes, two away in a 2-2 game. In there, strike three call. No argument from Chambers. He knew it. And a 1-2-3 frame from Jose Hernandez out of the bullpen. Keeps the Chiefs off the board. Something's got to give. We're knotted up at 2-2. Cody Schindler's got you the rest of the way after the break on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day.
SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services. Or worse, don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Julie Cole to the pen. Nick Trogerlik Iverson making his second appearance of the year. Two innings, two hits, one run it was earned, no walks, two punch outs for 5-0 earned run average. He was originally signed by the Brewers in the 15th round of the 2018 draft. He spurned Milwaukee, then went from Central Arizona Community College to Gonzaga. The Cardinals signed him as a free agent June 16th of 2020. He works quickly. He throws lots of strikes, and on cue, he throws ball one off the plate. The announcer's jinx is real. Next pitch is high. Two balls and no strikes. That is just a bold-faced line, right? The announcer's jinx is blown out of proportion. Next pitch is grounded foul towards the third base dugout. By the way, I'm going to go out on a limb this year and say that Nick Trogerlik Iverson will never have a pitch clock violation. You talk about grip it and rip it. Next pitch is grounded foul, again towards the third base dugout. Count evens at two aside. I always joked last year that he just hates narratives. Was not a book guy growing up. 2-2 misses down and in. 3 balls and 2 strikes. McIverson from Oakville, Ontario, Canada. There's his 3-2, and it's fouled straight back to the netting. Triple the cap to Brendan Howell, knocking out the middle innings, as he will for all home games in 2022. Get to know plenty of Brendan as the year goes on. Another 3-2 try. Rios lifts it in the air. Right field towards the Chiefs bullpen on the run, and making the grab is Chamberlain in foul territory. Kirk Iverson wins the battle. He fell behind 2-0, but ultimately gets the leadoff batter out. One away for DeLuca as we turn the Great Lakes order over for the fourth time. DeLuca 0-for-2 with a walk and an RBI ground out. He promptly cuts and misses, nothing and one. Dragolic Iverson last year was a guy, again, his MO, he threw a ton of strikes, lived in the zone. He gets a swing and a foul here to make it nothing and two. He did not beat himself. The breaking stuff looks a little more crisp in the early going. Times kind of felt like he was really kind of a one-pitch pitcher out there. He's mixed in some of the slow stuff. You know, two stays high. Like a little sharper slider. He's done some good things so far. 1-2 ran up and in. 2 balls and 2 strikes. On DeLuca, 4 homers. League leader entering the week. And he still is the league leader. He offers it the 2-2, and he pops it up into shallow right. Chamberlain a long run. He calls off Chambers, and he makes the catch. He's been busy. 2 outs in the top of the 7th. Leonard will step in now. He's 0-for-3, struck out in the second. He offers it the first pitch, and he lifts one foul and out of play right side. Look, Iverson working quickly. Next pitch missed low. Might have brought up some dust. 1-1 the count. In the home half of the 7th, the Chiefs will send Menlinger, Antico, and Wynn to the dish. T.I.'s 1-1. It missed off the plate. 2 balls and now 1 strike. Turns and fires. His next pitch is hit hard on the ground towards third. Diving stop Menlinger to his feet. The throw is in time. The Chiefs flashing the leather this evening. Menlinger, another nifty play. This one to send us to the stretch. To the bottom of the 7th, we go. Loons 2, Chiefs 2 on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network.
At Culver's, we believe there's a right way to prepare a North Atlantic cod filet sandwich. The traditional way. By traditional, we mean the way it's done all across the Midwest. We start with the finest, hand-cut cod filets. Batter each by hand and cook crispy golden to order. No shortcuts, just hot and flaky, hand-battered goodness. So good.
It's a tradition, all right. Culver's North Atlantic cod filet dinner or sandwich. Welcome to Delicious.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my dog in my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to protect my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my pool safe.
When it comes to residential fences in the suburbs of Chicagoland, Peerless Fence is the premier residential fence company, having installed more than 30,000 over the past 55 years. It's not just a white picket fence anymore. It might be vinyl or aluminum from Active Yards, copper wood, ornamental iron or steel, or even the latest products that won't rot or warp.
The professionals at Peerless Fence will take the time to understand what your needs are for your home. They provide top-quality fencing, along with their outstanding customer service for residential, commercial, and industrial. Fence.com to learn about their products and browse their photo gallery for inspiration. They have such a wide variety of fences to choose from. Their promise to you? Quality, service, integrity. PeerlessFence.com.
How often is it that a player makes a diving stop to end the top of the inning, and then he leads off the bottom of the inning? I don't know. It looks like that happens a fair amount. Menlinger and Tico and Wynn, 9-1 and 2. The Chiefs are going to jump back in front. They led 2-1. Loons tied it with a run in the fourth. And on the first pitch, Menlinger lines one in the right field corner. It will get to the wall, and it will be at least two. Menlinger will drop anchor there, clapping his hands in excitement. A leadoff double for the Peoria third baseman. Have a day. He drove in a run in the second. He's flashed the leather at the hot corner, and he's in scoring position with nobody out here in the home half of the seventh. Noah Menlinger, perhaps in line for man of the match. Don't really have a good candidate at this point. It's been a pitcher's duel for the most part. 2-2 the score. You're into the bottom of the seventh inning. This is a Chiefs offense. While there have certainly been some bright spots, they've not scored a ton of runs. Fourth time through the order, Antico the batter. Choked up on the bat. He cuts and misses, nothing and one. Chiefs scored six in their season opener. They fell in extra innings. And then scored 1, 2, and 2. So we get late into this one. The Chiefs stuck on the number two again. There's a one-strike delivery. Cut on and missed, nothing and two. Thought it might have been fouled at the plate. But I think Glenn Meyerhofer, the home plate umpire, just wanted a new baseball. Good night for left-handers out of the pen if you're Great Lakes. We mentioned it earlier. This is a lineup just loaded with left-handed bats tonight for Peoria. Lake kicking the 0-2, a swing and a miss. Strike three. And Tico looked back for a moment as if may have fouled that one off at the plate, but no dice. He punches out. It's been a weird night for Antico. 0-2. Pair of walks and now a pair of strikeouts. Win the batter now. Be a fine time for his first RBI of the year. Win the Houston, Texas native. Kicking the pitch home, misses away, ball one. Hernandez, 6'3", 205 pounds, born on December 31st, 1997. He's 24 years of age from Puerto Plata in the Dominican Republic. 1-0 try is swung on and fouled away right side. Ball and a strike. Go-ahead run is at second. That's Menlinger. 2-2 tie in the bottom of the seventh. Cody Schindler here with you. Menlinger bluffs towards second. The pitch bounces up to the plate. And a nice block by Rios. Keep the go-ahead run. Now a stoppage. Umpires wanted that ball thrown out. And I think we saw that earlier in the contest tonight as Hernandez went to lick his pitching hand. You then have to wipe it off on the pant leg. He failed to do so. And time was called by the base umpire, Kyle Stutz, who gave the explanation. Now we proceed. The 2-1 is upstairs. Three balls and a strike on Wynn. Aaron Antonini, the on-deck batter. Endlinger dancing off of second. Now the pitch to the plate is lined towards right field and deep. Sending out Contra on the run. It's over his head. And it one hops off the barrier. Mendlinger to third. He's being waved around. He will score. Win in safely at third with a head first dive. And the Chiefs lead it 3-2. Mendlinger had to wait for that ball to get over the head of Alcantara, and Wynn was on his heels. Show off the speed, young man. Second night in a row that Wynn triples to the opposite field, and a golden opportunity to play add-on with that runner at third and just one out. Well, he said it would be a good time for Wynn's first RBI of the 2022 season. He did just that. A loud noise off the bat. The Cardinals' number 5 prospect. Time is called. Antonini turned around to have a discussion with Glenn Meyerhoff for the home plate umpire, and he took his mask off. And now a word with Austin Chubb, the Great Lakes skipper. I'm not sure what that was all about. Much ado about nothing. Now Hernandez ready. The big left-hander set. Here he comes. Breaking ball, check swing, and Antonini went around. No need for an appeal. And he's saying, why couldn't I get an appeal? And Glenn Meyerhofer is probably thinking, well, because you swung. No further disagreement. Here's a one-strike pitch. Line towards second and through. A base hit. Chiefs play add-on. Antonini collects his 6th RBI of the year, and the Chiefs now lead 4-2. Platoon advantage be darned. Lefty-lefty battle. Antonini pokes one in the right. His third reach, his first hit. Tommy Jew will attempt to join the fun this home half of the 7th inning. First pitch to him. Cut on and missed. Nothing at one. You got beat in the zone that time. Chiefs with 3 hits in the inning. Pair of tally. Another heater for a strike. It's 0-2. Folks who have stuck around on a chilly, blustery night in Peoria, they've certainly enjoyed themselves. Antonini, a modest lead off of first. The 2-strike delivery, and a miss is down and away. 1-2. The count reads. There's no action in the Chiefs bullpen at the moment. Nick Trogolik-Iverson, who is now in line for the win, will apparently get the 8th inning. Hernandez ready, the 1-2, and it gets to the backstop. Rios just kind of clanked that one. That was a pass ball. Not sure if he got crossed up or just trying to stick that one there on the inside corner. But the pass ball allows Antonini to move into scoring position. He's at second with one away. The count now 2-2. Hernandez just had to throw out another baseball. He keeps going to his mouth to lick his pitching hand. Trying to get a little extra grip on a cold night like tonight. But you have to then immediately go to your pant leg following that. And that's the third time now that Hernandez has neglected that second step, a very crucial step, and the umpiring crew's all over it, saying, hey, you've got to throw that baseball out. Imagine being that baseball. You're prepared all night, your time to shine, and you get thrown out of play before even seeing a pitch. Nantes ready. The 2-2 is lined up the middle and threw off the glove of Vivas. Antonini gets the green light from Patrick Anderson. The throw eludes Rios. Antonini scores. Moving all the way to third is Tommy Ju. An add-on now in the bottom of the seventh. Make it 5-2 in favor of the home team. RBI single for Jew. He advanced to second on the throw. He advances to third on the error. Now Soto, the batter. What is now a 5-2 game. The first pitch, a called strike at the top of the zone. It's 0-1. First error of the game for either side. We've had a couple of calls. It could have gone either way. Now the one strike delivery misses down. The count is 1-1. One away in the bottom of the seventh. Still a golden opportunity for the Chiefs to get another. Infield in for the Loons. The next pitch is popped up. Behind third, drifting just onto the edge of the outfield grass. It's the third baseman, Valera, who hauls it in with no problems. Two down. And for Soto, tough break. And he's walking off the field a little gingerly. Perhaps that's just me. Almost looks like he may have tweaked something getting out of the box. Hopefully that's nothing of significance. Two away for Francisco, the infield. First pitch misses away for ball one. Francisco on the evening, a walk, fly out, a pop out. He did score a run in the two-run second. 1-0, cut on and missed. Chiefs looking for their first home win of the year in home game number two. 1-1 from Hernandez. Wave and a miss. On two strikes. Matt Chamberlain is on deck should he be needed. Hernandez has his signal. The next pitch, a slow chopper towards second, gloved by a charging Vivas, who throws a strike to first in time, and that ends the inning. Cisco had to reach the bat out there to try and spoil it, and he nearly legged down an infield hit in the process. Inning over, but the damage done. The Chiefs strike for three runs. It's tied for the most runs in a single inning this season. We go to the eighth. Chiefs 6 outs away from their first home win in 2022. 5-2 Peoria on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? Well, that's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time. Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. It's the law.
Julie Before You Dig.
Gerlach Iverson back to the mound now with a three-run cushion. Chiefs lead at 5-2. Vivas will lead things off for the Loons. He takes outside, and away we go in the top of the eighth inning. The 1-0 home. Just missed, perhaps a little off. Two balls and no strikes. T.I. works quickly. Next pitch. Fastball strike on the inside corner. It's 2-1. This is the lone game in the Midwest League that is a nine-inning contest. A change piece missed down and away. 3-1. All six games were rained out yesterday. And the other five games tonight, all part of a twin bill. 3-1 heater nipped the top of the zone to make it 3-2. I shouldn't say all five games because that would be factually inaccurate. All five matchups. But a lot of games being played tonight around the Midwest League. 3-2 on its way and it just missed. Trying a backdoor breaker. Vivas spin on it for ball four. Ismael Alcantara, the batter now. He's been a bright spot. A pair of hits and a stolen base. Contra from Santo Domingo in the Dominican Republic. Spent his 2021 season with Rancho Cucamonga. Well, Iverson gets ahead of him. A knee-high strike to make it nothing and one. Rancho Cucamonga, that's a fun word to say. Be on your all geography team, would it not? Minimal lead off of first. The 0-1 missed inside a ball and a strike. Now, Peoria would have to be somewhere on your all geography team, right? It plays in Peoria. Come on. You got to have a team player like Peoria on your bunch. 1-1 delivery. It's upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Last year, Tucker Bradley, who was moving up the ranks in the Royal system, he played for Quad Cities, hailed from Chickamauga, Georgia. Chickamauga, C-H-I-C-K-A-M-A-U-G-A, Chickamauga. 2-1. Top of the zone strike, it's 2-2. Strike zone's been a little inconsistent tonight. I think that's fair to say. Not enough to alter the game by any means, but both teams have benefited and been irked by a couple of calls. 2-2 nips the outside corner, ring him up, strike three called. Backwards K for Trogolic Iverson. One on, one gone. Valera steps in. Of course, if you're the Chiefs, your goal at this point, right, probably ensure that the tying run never gets past the on-deck circle. Next first pitch to Valera, missed in the dirt, ball one. Two runs, five hits, one error for Great Lakes. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Chiefs. So 1-0 home. Breaking ball strike, 1-1. Flags continue to blow out towards right center, but not as the night has progressed. Next pitch. Missed down and in, 2-1. Well, we have a moment. I am the self-proclaimed Peoria Chiefs staff weather nerd. Always intrigued by what's going on in the atmosphere. 2-1, missed off the plate, three balls and a strike. I was watching the news this morning, local weather. A couple of the neighboring counties actually had a high wind warning today, which I didn't know was a thing until this morning. Never heard of such a thing. A high wind warning. I don't know what the threshold is. Look, Iverson deals and he gets a wave and a miss, 3-2. I think those moments when you feel like you might get blown over, maybe that's the threshold. So he came into action tonight thinking the wind would be a big story. There was a college game here earlier today. Bradley knocked off nationally ranked Dallas Baptist. Okay, Iverson a pickoff to first, but the runner back. The ball was just jumping out of the yard this afternoon. Between the two teams, I think we came up with six homers. Does that sound right, Brennan? Six homers between the two? We've not seen the ball leave the yard in our game. Now the 3-2, strike three called. Golick Iverson. Pumping it up in the top of the eighth inning. Consecutive punch outs for the right-hander. Now face Joe Vranish. Vranish spelled V-R-A-N-E-S-H. He's from Redwood City, California. Takes a bender in the dirt for ball one. Exchange it for a new baseball. Vranish, 24 years of age. He was a 15th rounder in the 2019 draft from St. Mary's. The Gales. West Coast Conference. Look, Iverson's 1-0, misses in the dirt, two balls and no strikes. So this is a heck of a rivalry, right? We've got a Gonzaga Bulldog pitching to a St. Mary's Gale. A couple of teams that I'm sure do not care for each other out there, particularly on the hardwood. I'm not going to assume that extends into other sports. Late kick of the 2-0, misses away. Three balls and no strikes. Maybe Vranish was over there giving a scouting report on Trogolic Iverson. Who's to say? Expect Vranish to take here. 3-0, and it runs inside a four-pitch walk. The tying run will step in, Emanuel Vargas, but he will then step right back out. Patrick Anderson out to the mound, the Chiefs skipper. He did not yet signal to the bullpen. The right-hander up and throwing. And Patrick's going to leave him in. Okay. I back in the day, you used to see more of that, right? The manager would go out and just give some words of encouragement, fire his guy up a little bit, and head on back to the dugout. In the last 5 to 10 years, if the manager comes out, he's taking you out. Very few exceptions. But in this case, Tregolik Iverson stays in. Missed for ball one. Carlos Soto can't believe it. Tregolik Iverson at his palms pointed towards the sky as if to say, where did that miss? This broadcaster is asking the same thing. One of those opinions, far less important. Only kicking the 1-0 is looped the other way. Left field towards the line. It lands foul by a couple of feet. It would have kicked into the corner and perhaps scored a pair. Instead, the runners will return to their original positions. Vivas at second, Vranish at first, and the count moves to 1-1. Vargas, a 200 hitter on the year. No homers, no RBIs. He's a big dude, however. 6'3", 215. 23 years of age. It was a 1-1. In the dirt. Gobbled up by Soto. 2 balls and a strike on the Great Lakes DH this evening. Vargas is listed as an infielder. Probably play some first base from time to time. Bunk Iverson. In the stretch, rests the glove chest high and delivers. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. 2-2. Tregolik Iverson a strike away from getting out of this eighth inning. A mini jam with the tying run at the dish. Tregolik Iverson a long look in at Soto. Now he's set. 2-2 home. Just missed off the plate. With the count now loaded to the brim. Runner at second is Vivas. Vranish at first. There they go. And the 3-2 missed inside for ball four. Chiefs dugout is barking. And the bases full. 2 outs for Zach Ching. Tregolik Iverson, 3 walks in the inning. That is very uncharacteristic for a guy who, as we said earlier, normally just pounds the strike zone. Now, it's been a tight zone at times, certainly. But he walks 3 and departs with the bases full of loons and 2 down. It's a Julie call to the pen. Ryan Lutis is on. We'll tell you more about him when we return.
Catching the latest blockbuster on opening weekend is fun. But family movie night at home? That's even better, right? Like being a CEFQ member is better than being a customer at a bank. My CEFQ credit card has no balance transfer or annual fees. And I can redeem my rewards, turn my card on and off, and more, all with my phone. So I can do more with my credit card. Like seriously upgrading our home theater. CEFQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know utility lines, electric, gas, communications, water, and more are buried on your property? If you don't know where they're located, you could cause an interruption to those critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Anytime you're planting, building, adding, or fixing anything outdoors, contact Julie before you dig. Every project, every time.
Protect your family, your neighbors, and yourself. Plan ahead and contact Julie before it's marked for free. It's the law.
Julie before you dig.com.
There is definitely an art to handcrafting a rich, creamy Culver's concrete mixer. Start by scooping our so incredibly fresh vanilla or chocolate frozen custard. Then add whatever mix-ins you crave. Cookie dough, salted caramel, Butterfinger. Blend till you get the perfect balance of goodies from top to bottom. Indulge in a thing of beauty.
Come to Culver's and let us create a concrete mixer masterpiece just for you know who. Welcome to Delicious.
Entering with the bases loaded and two outs in the top of the eighth inning, it's Ryan Lotus, the 6'5 right-hander from Barrington, Illinois, 0-1 on the year with a 3.86 ERA. Working from the stretch, he pumps in a heater for strike one, right past Zach Ching. Lotus, two and a third innings, two hits, two runs, one earned, no walks, a punch out. He took the loss in the season opener at Wisconsin. Gave up the unearned run in the 10th inning to get tagged with the L. Late cut and a miss, and it's now nothing and two. Lively heater at the top of the zone. See if Lotus sticks with the hard stuff. Peers in at Soto, and he has his sign. Right-hander fires. Fastball just missed off the plate. No real argument from Soto or from Lotus. Pitch looked pretty good from up here. Now the 1-2 try. Strike three called. That time it nipped the corner. Lotus comes in, fires four pitches, and he strands the bases loaded. We go to the bottom of the eighth. Chiefs would love some insurance. They lead it 5-2 on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability. Because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by Made Fresh In-House A&W Root Beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Bases loaded, two outs, bottom of the ninth, and they're down to their final strike.
When a life-altering illness throws a curveball your way, Health Alliance steps up to the plate. We connect you with an all-star team of doctors, nurses, therapists, and pharmacies to help knock your illness right out of the park. Our care coordinators help explain treatment options, costs, and next steps. Plus, this team support is already included in your coverage. Now that's what we call a grand slam.
It's going, going, going!
Julie Cole to the pen as the Loons have a new hurler for the bottom of the eighth inning, Cole Dunsing. No relation to former big leaguer Brian Dunsing. Cole stands 6'4", 195 from Overland Park, Kansas. He was signed as a free agent early season in the Dodgers organization. Went to Blue Valley Northwest High School. Matt Chamberlain will greet him, and he fouls the first pitch straight back, nothing and one. In the top of the ninth inning, the Loons will send Rios, DeLuca, and Leonard to the plate, 9-1 and 2, against Ryan Lutis, who got out of the jam in the bottom, rather the top half of this eighth inning. Dunsing comes back with a strike on Chamberlain. It's nothing and two. Perhaps a changeup. Two runs, five hits, an error for the Loons. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Chiefs. Dunsing to the plate. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Chamberlain down on strikes. Brings the number eight hitter, Chambers, to the plate. Mack, one for three, a single, a pair of strikeouts. It's a switch batter. It'll go from the left side for this face-off. The first pitch is grounded towards second as counterpart Vivas scoops it up and throws to first. Two quick outs in the bottom of the eighth. Here's Menlinger, who has the best walk-up song on the team. Long season, though. It's not always about how you start, it's how you finish. I was talking to Mason Wynn in the elevator the other day. Told him that he should just get four or five walk-up songs. Every Menlinger cuts and misses at a heater, nothing in one. Menlinger's had himself a ball game. Double, a run scored, RBI. A diving stop over at third. A couple of charging plays over at third. He's done it all. One strike pitch is popped up, foul ground off of third. It will be caught by Valera. And that ends the inning. Well, quick and painless bottom of the eighth for Dunsing. Job well done by the tall right-hander. We go to the ninth. Chiefs lead it by three, looking for their first home win in 2022. Keep it here.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Prepping my meals for the whole week saves me a lot of time, and it helps me keep an eye on my spending. And that's even better, right? SethQ does that too. Anytime, anywhere with mobile banking. And I can talk to a real person when I need to. My account has no monthly fee, so I use my SethQ debit card everywhere. The grocery store, ATMs, and, well, grabbing dinner with my friends. So I don't have to eat my own cooking every day. SethQ, not a bank. Better. Federally insured by NCUA.
Valuable utility lines are buried on your property. Not knowing where they're located can cause an interruption to critical services, or worse. Don't be that neighbor. Contact JulieBeforeYouDig.com to get utility lines marked for free. Every project, every time. It's the law.
Ryan Lutis will look to get the last three outs of this one. He got a big out in the top of the eighth, stranding a trio of Great Lakes runners. He will deal with Kekai Rios to lead things off. DeLuca and Leonard will follow. Probably for the best that DeLuca cannot come up in an opportunity with an opportunity to tie or take the lead. Already four homers on the year for the Loons leadoff batter. First pitch of the inning was high for ball one. We're underway in what will hopefully be the last frame of the night, especially if you're a Chiefs follower, who just pumps in a fastball strike. It's 1-1. Rios gestured towards the plate umpire, Glenn Meyerhofer. He said that ball was up. And if anyone can argue that, it's him, right? He's been behind the plate all night. Now the 1-1 try. That one did miss high. Two balls and one strike. Rios, an open stance. Ready for the 2-1. And he drives it in the air to right center. Deep but playable for Mike Antico. Hauls it in with a head high grab. One down in the top of the ninth inning. Here comes DeLuca. Put him in check tonight after he had a huge series of cycle. Included a grand slam. Spits on a slider down and away. Ball one. We'll do it twice tomorrow. Pair of seven-inning games. Lutis ready with the 1-0. He gets a wave and a miss to even things at one. Game one, 5 o'clock start. That's 5 o'clock Central Time. We'll have the pregame show at 4:45. Cole Percival will go for Great Lakes. Michael McGreevy for the Chiefs. Lutis comes back with another heater. Strike called, 1-2. Game two, it will be a bullpen game for the Loons. Meanwhile, Gordon Graceffo will start for Peoria. 1-2, a swing and a towering pop-up. In the shallow right, it will hang up for Chamberlain. Made a long run to haul it in for out number two. The Loons down to their last out tonight in the form of Eddie's Leonard. Leonard 0 for 4 with a punchy. Lutis delivers. Ball one. Breaking ball missed down and away. Infield and outfield playing straight up. Next pitch missed down and in. Two balls and no strikes. This will be the first win against the Loons since 2019, by the way. 2-0, a swing and a miss. Leonard may have chased one up and out of the zone that time. 2-1. Lutis set, ready. The pitch is high. Vivas, the on-deck batter, he just took the donut off his bat. He wants an opportunity. Lutis, the 3-1 home, missed inside, ball four. That will keep the night alive for Great Lakes. Vivas will get a chance, and with that, the tying run moves into the on-deck circle. Vivas, pair of walks, a punch out, and a ground out. Officially 0 for 2. Runner at first will not be held by Francisco, and a slider missed down an in, ball one. Chiefs with three in the bottom of the seventh to break a 2-2 tie. Looking to finish it off, they're up 5-2 in the ninth, and Lutis again missed down an in, two balls and no strikes. Leonard, the runner at first, a very modest lead. And Lutis fires home with a high strike. Two balls and one strike. That high strike has been called somewhat consistently by Glenn Meyerhofer tonight. Loose ready. His next try is fouled back towards the sweet level. Loons down to their last strike this evening. Infield shifts towards the right side. Francisco, the first baseman, a step and a dive from the line. Here's a 2-2 and a jam shot foul to the top of the netting. Ivas able to spoil that one. Chiefs looking for their first win since Sunday. They're a strike away from securing this one. Another 2-2. Here it is. It's down and in. Three balls, two strikes, a runner at first. Leonard will be in motion with the pitch. Here's the payoff. Swinging a ground ball towards the middle, past the diving Wynn and in the center. Leonard can jog to third. They're on the corners, and the tying run will indeed get an opportunity. Esmael Alcantara, who's maybe had the best at-bats of the night, a couple of hits for him. Contra's got the average up to 350. Small sample size. By the way, what determines a large sample size for hitters? Is 100 at-bats? Then when you kind of start to figure out who they might be? 100 at-bats, so 25 games. Okay, we'll talk to you in May. First pitch to Alcantara, a big swing and a foul back. Ricochets off the sweet level. Runner at third, Leonard. Vivas, after the hard hit single, is at first. Here's the one strike offering. Breaking ball missed down and away. 1-1. Chiefs out hitting the Loons by one. They lead it by three, however, in the runs column. 5-2 the score. Lutis the 1-1. Upstairs, good take by Alcantara. Two balls and a strike. Lutis has his sign from Soto. Right-hander deals. Upstairs, 3-1. Runner at third, Leonard, clapping his hands, encouraging his teammate Alcantara. Look for a pitch to drive here, I'm sure he said. Right-hander, the late kick and the pitch, swung on and missed. Alcantara was attempting to tie the game with that hack. Another full count here in the top of the ninth. The runner at first will be in motion this time. That's Vivas. And he is not being held at the moment by Francisco, though he is lingering in his hip pocket. And before all this action, time called. 3 balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs, top of the ninth. Lutis to the plate. And it's fouled away right side. Do it again. Chiefs trying to even up this series at a game apiece. Some of the fans still here trying to applaud along. Lutis gets his signal. Another payoff delivery, and it's swung on and missed. Ryan Lutis gets out of a couple of jams. A bases-loaded jam in the top of the eighth. He strikes out the tying run in the ninth, He slams the door, and the Chiefs collect their first home win in 2022. 5-2 the final. Five runs, seven hits, no errors, just a little bit better than 2-1 error. Put it in the win column for the first time at Dozier Park. Chiefs win it by 3, 5-2 the final. This is Cody Schindler saying good night. We're not done, however. Brendan Howe will have the postgame show, and we return on the Peoria Chiefs streaming network.
At Ameren, Illinois, we're proud to power one of the smartest energy grids in the nation. But that doesn't mean our work is done. We're always working hard to make that grid smarter, faster, greener. Upgrading our energy grid to raise the bar on reliability, because you've got work to do. And as long as you're still going, so are we. Now that's energy at work. Learn more at amerenillinois.com/Peoria.
In 1963, history was made as A&W became the first restaurant to serve a bacon cheeseburger. The world would never be the same. Alongside the classic Papa Burger and signature cheese curds, and perfectly complemented by made fresh in-house A&W root beer, this historic merger of sizzling, juicy flavor remains one of many great American traditions you'll find at your local A&W. At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my dog in my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to protect my yard.
I called Peerless Fence to keep my pool safe.
When it comes to residential fences in the suburbs of Chicagoland, Peerless Fence is the premier residential fence company, having installed more than 30,000 over the past 55 years. It's not just a white picket fence anymore. It might be vinyl or aluminum from Active Yards, copperwood, ornamental iron or steel, or even the latest.
The professionals at Peerless Fence will take the time to understand what your needs are for your home. They provide top quality fencing, along with their outstanding customer service for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Visit their website at peerlessfence.com to learn about their products and browse their photo gallery for inspiration. They have such a wide variety of fences to choose from. Their promise to you? Quality, service, integrity. PeerlessFence.com.
It started out as a windy night here from Dozier Park, and when the dust settled, it was the Peoria Chiefs picking up their second victory of the season by a final score of 5-2 over the Great Lakes Loons. They even up this six-game series at a game apiece. We head into a double dip tomorrow. We'll get to that in just a moment. Let's take a deep dive into this one. It was a night in which everything sort of came together for the Chiefs. Early on in the season, that opening series against Wisconsin, it was the pitching that came to the forefront. The offense had kind of struggled up until this point, but they rode a big seventh inning to the victory. This game stayed deadlocked for a while, and it was the Great Lakes Loons who kicked off the scoring in the top of the second inning. Emmanuel Vargas was plunked by a pitch, and then it was a Zach Ching double, the very next batter into left center field, that was able to drive him in to kick off the scoring. It was then Peoria who would answer a sacrifice fly from Noah Menlinger that knotted us up at one, and then Peoria would tack on another one on a pass ball that would allow another run to score. So 2-1 it was as we headed to the fourth, when Great Lakes would then again strike an RBI ground out from Johnny DeLuca that put him at double-digit ribbies on the season that drove in Zach Ching. He was responsible for scoring and driving in a pair of Great Lakes runs, the only two that they would score on the night. Final line score was 5 runs on 7 hits for the victorious Chiefs, 2 runs, 6 hits, and an error. For Great Lakes. And then we talked about a little bit, we foreshadowed that big seventh inning that the Chiefs would ride to a victory. It was a Mason Menlinger after he led off the frame with a double. So he would score on the win triple, an RBI for Mason, his first of the season. And then it was back-to-back base hits. Aaron Antonini would drive in win in his next at-bat. Tommy Jew would follow him up with another RBI single after a couple of passed balls would allow Antonini to scamper into scoring position. The frame would then be finished off, and the Chiefs would conclude a 5-2 victory with a 1-2, well, no, beg your pardon. It was a 1-2-3 eighth inning for the Chiefs, and then in the ninth, Great Lakes would make it a little bit interesting. They'd have men on the corners. Eddie Leonard would walk and then advance to third on a Jorbit Vivas base hit. And then Ismael Alcantara would strike out courtesy of Ryan Lutis to wrap up the ball game. First time we've been able to do this on the postgame show this season, player of the game, or as we'll call it this season, commander-in-chief. Tonight it was Logan Gregg. Worked four innings out of the bullpen, three hits, one run, no walks, and six strikeouts. He was our player of the game. Down on the field, he was asked what was working for him tonight. He said he had the changeup in his back pocket. Normally likes to forecast the fastball, but use some off-speed stuff to keep Great Lakes off balance. 704 members of the Peoria Chiefs Nation watched this one and watched their Chiefs pick up their second victory of the season. Peoria improving to 2-3 on the season. Great Lakes dropping to 2-3. And the two teams will meet again for a doubleheader tomorrow evening in Game 1. It'll be Michael McGreevy to get the ball at 5 o'clock, followed by Gordon Graceffo, the 1-2 duo that could be very formidable for the Chiefs this season at the top of the starting rotation. First pitch, Game 1, set for 5 o'clock. Catch it right here on the Peoria Chiefs Streaming Network or MILB-TV. Pre-game starts at 4:45 with me, and then Cody Schindler's got you the first pitch. Game 2 will kick off right at about 30 minutes at the conclusion of Game 1, whenever that should wrap up. 2-7s on the way tomorrow. One final time tonight, the Chiefs winners 5-2 over Great Lakes. Final line for the Chiefs, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. And for Great Lakes, 2 runs, 6 hits, and 1 error. For the entire crew here at Dozier Park and for Cody Schindler, I'm Brendan Howe saying good night from Dozier Park. Join us tomorrow.
Well, I was raised up beneath the shade of a Georgia pine, and that's home.